A biotech company has come up with a solution for people who suffer from cat allergies but still want a cat. Bioengineered cats. The U.S. company Allerka has bred a cat that does not produce the stuff that makes people sneeze and tear up. Dr. Sidney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School is our expert on all things medical, and he writes for the online magazine Slate. And welcome back to the program, Sid.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, you know, I've always heard it's not the fur but the dander in the cat that makes people sneeze. Is that true?
Well, it's not the fur, that's true, but it's also generally not the dander. It's something else which is just slightly disgusting, and that's cat spit.
Ew.
Almost all cats have a protein in their saliva called FeLD1. And you know how cats are always licking themselves?
Uh-huh.
Well, they lick themselves, and this saliva dries on their fur, and it turns into dust, very fine particles of dust. And it's inhaling those particles of cat spit, of dried cat spit, that cause the allergies.
So since we can't train cats to be less fastidious, we have to actually create a new kind of cat. So tell us about this cat.
This company knew that there was a huge market. There are people who, you know, adore cats but can't tolerate the allergies. So they sampled cats looking for the very few cats that don't produce this material, FeLD1, this protein. It turns out that it's about 1 in 50,000 of them. And they bred them so that they wound up with a collection of cats that just, for genetic reasons, they lack the ability to produce FeLD1 and therefore are not allergenic.
How much is such a cat?
Well, it's a little on the steep side. It's $3,950 a cat.
That's a lot for a cat.
I think so, too.
Well, what if you don't have the cash, you don't want to spend that kind of money on a cat, but you really want a cat and you're allergic? What would you suggest?
There are a number of suggestions that are in the medical literature. One of the suggestions, for example, is to wash the cat regularly. Now, that,
that's a dangerous proposition.
I've had cats, and I find it hard to imagine washing a cat. In fact, there was a very elaborate paper in the medical literature describing methods of washing cats.
Have somebody else do it.
It should be done about weekly. It should be done just by dumping water, just plain water without detergent or soap on the cat.
What else can you do if you're not really into washing your cat?
Well, even if you are, there are recirculating HEPA filters that strain these particles out of the air, and that's another solution that helps keep the stuff down.
And you're a pediatrician. When it comes to children, I have heard that it's good to expose them when they're very young to cats so they'll develop an immunity to the allergens. Is that true?
At least in one study, if you have children who come from a family that have a low level of allergy, where the mother, for example, is not really allergic to things, then those kids who are exposed to cats are less likely to be allergic later on. If, however, you have a family where there's a high level of allergy and you expose them, those kids are likely to have more allergies, except kids who have very high levels of exposure are sometimes protected. Kids with very low levels of exposure are sometimes protected. Kids in the middle may have a higher rate of allergy.
Opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel. Sid's a practicing pediatrician in Connecticut and a contributor to Slate.com. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.
And if you have a medical question for Dr. Sidney Spiesel, write to us at our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. Select Day to Day and put Sid, that's S-Y-D, in the subject line.